Hello.
Hey, is this Leslie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Leslie, it's Jerry. I was just wondering what time you want me over tonight.
I'm sorry, I don't know who this is. Jerry?
Yeah, I spoke with your husband yesterday. He told me that he talked to you and that everything was a go.
I'm sorry, I don't know what this is. What is this in regards to?
Oh, man, this is always kind of weird when I have to explain it. So, you guys are new to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Jerry, and I am the neighborhood tooth fairy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun thing that we do around here. And I talked to your husband yesterday. He said that your 7-year-old daughter recently lost a tooth.
Yeah.
And I needed to check with you to find out what time to be over. This is how it works.
Uh-huh.
If a kid in the neighborhood loses a tooth,
mm-hmm.
I dress up like the tooth fairy, and
mm-hmm.
then I sneak into your kid's bedroom at night, and I leave a 5-spot under the pillow.
You come into their room?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. At night?
Yep. And then I leave a $5 bill and take the tooth with me.
Okay.
It's awesome because if they wake up during the act,
right.
they think it's the real tooth fairy because I wear a dress and everything else.
You know, I get it. I just, I don't know if the other neighbors, whom I haven't met, are actually doing this, but
I'm the neighborhood tooth fairy.
I hear you, but what I'm saying, I am not comfortable, and
look, I told you it was going to be a little strange when I tried to explain it. Sometimes it takes a while.
No, it's very strange. It's very strange, and
I
have to say, a little creepy.
It might sound creepy to you, but I do take my job very seriously. Just last night, around 11, I walked around your house to check out your daughter's bedroom.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, how to get in. Is the window too high? Do I need a ladder? All the typical tactical type of things that a good tooth fairy needs to know.
You need to stop right there. You just stop.
What? Is there... What did I say?
I am very uncomfortable with this.
Are you worried that I'm going to have to charge you? Is that what it is? Because I do this for free. It's a hobby of mine.
Oh, my God. I think there's something seriously wrong with you. How old are you?
I'm 42 years young.
You're a 42-year-old weirdo who likes to dress up in a dress and go into children's rooms and take their teeth.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I think you and I have had a little bit of a miscommunication here.
No. There's been no miscommunication.
If it's about... I think the problem is you think that I'm going to keep your kid's teeth. I don't have to. I can give it back to you.
No, that's disgusting. Don't ever call here again. And if you try to come over to my house, I promise you my husband will kick your...
I doubt that because he's the one that actually wanted me to call you.
What are you talking about?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
So this is a joke. This isn't real.
Yes. Your husband emailed me to call you. He said you were nervous about meeting the new neighbors. So hopefully that helped a bit. I doubt anything could be as bad as a 42-year-old male tooth fairy.
I was ready to move.